The Sanctuary in 2300 Days. Chapter 18. The Typical Sanctuary Gives Place to the True. Number 1. The Sanctuary of the First Covenant ends with that covenant, and does not constitute the Sanctuary of the New Covenant. Hebrews 9, verses 1, 2, 8, and 9. Acts 7, verses 48 and 49. Number 2. That sanctuary was a figure for the time then present, or for that dispensation, Hebrews 9, verse 9. That is, God did not, during the typical dispensation, lay open the true tabernacle, but gave to the people a figure or pattern of it. Number 3. When the work of the first tabernacle was accomplished, the way of the temple of God in heaven was laid open. Hebrews 9, verse 8, Psalm 11, verse 4, Jeremiah 17, verse 12. Number 4. The typical sanctuary and the carnal ordinances connected with it were to last only till the time of Reformation. And when that time arrived, Christ came, a high priest of good things to come by a greater and more perfect tabernacle. Hebrews 9, verses 9 to 12. Number 5. The rending of the veil of the earthly sanctuary at the death of our Savior evinced that its services were finished. Matthew 27, verses 50 and 51, Mark 15, verse 38, Luke 23, verse 45. Number 6. Christ solemnly declared that it was left desolate. Matthew 23, verses 37 and 38, Luke 13, verses 34 and 35. Number 7. The sanctuary is connected with the host, Daniel 8, verse 13. And the host, which is the true church, has had neither sanctuary nor priesthood in Old Jerusalem the past 1800 years, but has had both in heaven, Hebrews 8, verses 1 to 6. Number 8. While the typical sanctuary was standing, it was evidence that the way into the true sanctuary was not laid open. But when its services were abolished, the tabernacle in heaven, of which it was a figure, took its place. Hebrews 10, verses 1 to 9, chapter 9, verses 6 to 12. Number 9. The holy places made with hands, the figures or patterns of the things in the heavens, have been superseded by the heavenly holy places themselves. Hebrews 9, verses 23 and 24. Number 10. The sanctuary, since the commencement of Christ's priesthood, is the true tabernacle of God in heaven. This is plainly stated in Hebrews 8, verses 1 to 6. These points are conclusive evidence that the worldly sanctuary of the First Covenant has given place to the heavenly sanctuary of the New Covenant. The typical sanctuary is forsaken, and the priesthood is transferred to the true tabernacle. Now, unless it can be changed back from the true to the type again, the old will never be rebuilt.